I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Famine haunts millions in Sudan as rebel forces prepare to move on the last capital in Darfur that's not under their control. War erupted in Sudan last year between the Sudanese army and the rebel group RSF, creating the world's largest displacement crisis. John, an Unfolding Word partner, says God's word holds a glimmer of hope. With help from Unfolding Word, Sudanese Christians are translating scripture into minority languages. In several refugee camps, believers introduce hurting people to the Prince of Peace. Read the full story at our website to learn how you can help.
It's not therapy, but it is identifying what trauma looks like, allowing the person to tell their story, validate that story, and then give them God's truth.
And did you know that most prisoners never get one visitor, letter, or phone call? In Michigan, where Crossroads Prison Ministries is based, around 70% of prisoners have no outside contact. Crossroads' Doug Capari says,
they are forgotten people. They are forgotten community members. Yes, they have caused us harm. But for us as the church, what does it mean when we are to speak about mercy and when we speak about grace?
Capari's released a book titled, I See You, on ministering God's love to prisoners.
The book overall helps individuals understand where this person may have been before they went to prison, and then what they are navigating every day. So how do you intersect with that from a biblical perspective?
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In the Middle East and North Africa, isolated believers risk everything to live out their faith. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the region, offers a free 7-day prayer guide that provides specific ways to pray and tells the stories of Christians who can't freely worship. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.